Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line for this segment, Suzette Dexter, who is a first-time filmmaker. And she has recently received quite a bit of acclaim for a film that she created called Holding Out for Buster. Welcome to the show, Suzette.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Suzette, a lot of our listeners are aware of what's gone on in the state of Michigan the last few years with the growth of the filmmaking industry in Michigan, but what motivated you to decide to make this film?
Well, it was a great opportunity for me to do this. There was something called PawFest, which is Project Accessible Hollywood, and they gave me the opportunity. And PawFest is something that Christopher Coppola came up with. That's Nicolas Cage's brother and Francis Ford Coppola's nephew came up with. It's a worldwide competition. It goes on all over the world. And Madonna University in Livonia, Michigan, gave me the opportunity. They were hosting the Motown at PawFest. And they gave me an opportunity to do it, and I was selected among many people, many entrants with ideas. And my love happens to be animals, and they gave me a wonderful opportunity to do so.
And the big message here, and all your energy went into this, I'm sure you're really thankful for everything they did, but you really have a passion for animal rescues and the support of animal rescues. I'm sure that's what drove you through the whole process.
Absolutely. I'm really worried about these animals being put down. I'm on Facebook all the time, and I see these poor animals being put on death row because they don't have a home. They don't have anybody to love them.
Sure.
So I think it's a pretty good theme.
Well, we took a look at your film, and one thing that we noticed is it's definitely led by the younger generation. You want to talk about that inspirational idea? And I think you're probably hitting home at even the older generation by making that movie. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because initially it was going to be a documentary. And I walked in there wanting it to be a documentary, and one of my team members piped up, and she's very good at casting people, and she said, no, we only have 6 minutes to do this. Let's turn this into a story. We'll incorporate your documentary pieces that you want to do with a storyline with the little girl and her mother.
Okay.
And then it all went from there. We didn't have a script the first 2 days. On Monday, we shot at the Dearborn Animal Shelter, and of all things, a storm had hit. And this was like 2 or 3 Mondays ago. A storm had hit. And the Dearborn Animal Shelter had no power except for in the room where the kittens were. So if you see the kittens being filmed, you know, in the film, that's where that came from. But we couldn't go inside of the pound where the dogs were.
And the listening audience probably, well, they certainly haven't seen it unless they've heard about PAW. But tell a little bit about the arcing story that you did come up with.
Okay. Well, we decided to make it about a little girl who lost her dog. So we kind of like trailed it, you know, so you could see what Horses Haven does for horses, you know, because the little girl says, well, maybe helping a pony will make me feel better until I find my dog. So she brings a blanket out to Horses Haven in Howell, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, the mother says, the mother who you saw, she's a kind of a very materialistic mom, and it kind of makes people laugh a little bit, the audience laugh a little bit, but then they see a little bit of themselves in there, and it's to make them a little bit uncomfortable, and maybe they know, maybe if they're not that way, maybe they know somebody who is that way.
Right,
In the movie, people can see themselves and other people in that mom.
Right.
Maybe someone in their spin class.
You were paying attention.
So continue with the storyline.
Well, we still didn't have a storyline on the second day at Horses Haven, and we were having creative differences over how to shoot a piece inside of the barn. And on the side, the mother, played by Jackie Floyd, who's a wonderful actress, she started throwing her hands in the air and yelling, hey, and just being very animated, trying to keep the girl distracted, Alana Jo Smith. That's the little girl actress. And we all stopped and said, what is she doing? We have to incorporate that in the script. You know, and I didn't have a script, but I went home that night and I put out a script, and it finally it surfaced. We knew what to do. And by noon the next morning, on Wednesday morning, we had a script. I put it out in about 2 hours. I sketched it up when I got home from Horses Haven. Then I went to bed, and I got up the next day and put out a movie script in 2 hours.
Yeah, it was kind of humorous, where the mother's trying to connect with the daughter in the backdrop of all the rescue, but doing it in a way that she's trying to, you know, the arms up in the air and making a joke and whatnot, trying to reach out to her daughter, but missing the point of, you know, the rescue and the cause for Buster being a new rescue animal, as opposed to something that she buys from a pet store or a breeder.
Yeah, right? We tried to make the girl very granola, and like, she was clued in. She was on the internet. She was part of Greenpeace. She was all these things, you know, that right. The youth is. She's trying to do good for the earth and good for animals, and the mother. You saw her on her cell phone.
Sure, you know? Sure. Yeah, we saw that. Yeah. Oddly enough, the mother is the one that's disconnected in this whole situation, which was kind of a interesting play.
And at the very end of it, really, she was supposed to look at the puppy and become teary-eyed and say, "I will call you Coco Chanel." But her delivery was too comedic, because Jackie's a comedian, and we couldn't use the piece.
I gotcha. Well, it was nice that you had the view to discern that. You know, you actually had a vision, you focused on that, and you tried to accomplish that. And if there wasn't something that fits in, no matter how great it was, you really couldn't plug it in.
Right.
Suzette, let me ask you a question, because about a month and a half ago, we interviewed Hush, who is trying to raise quite a bit of money for creating a no-kill animal shelter in Detroit. No doubt you're aware of those efforts. Now that you've dabbled in filmmaking, is there a role for filmmaking to tell the story of what's going on in Detroit in order to raise awareness, so as to help in raising funds? What is the answer to solving the problem where there's literally 100,000 animals that are running around stray and going into shelters, and as you said, many of them are being euthanized?
Well, it's funny you say that, because there's a gentleman, I'm going to give him a shameless plug, his name is Tom McPhee, and he is a local documentary filmmaker. He does animals, he films animals, that's his passion, and he has an organization called the World Animal Awareness Society, and he is literally down there, as I speak right now, in Detroit, with volunteers, going from block to block, city block to city block, counting to see actually how many dogs there are, getting his own sampling of it in Detroit. We don't believe there's 90 or 100,000 dogs running around the streets of Detroit.
Well, so you think it's less, or you think it's more?
I think it's less.
Okay.
I think it's less.
Okay.
So it just seems to me that, I don't know. I'll wait to see Tom McPhee's piece on this.
And the question is, if it is a smaller number, do you think that'll be raise more hope, or that people can control the problem?
I'm working really hard to make that happen, raising awareness and money. If you go to Facebook, there are so many little organizations out there that are just popping up everywhere trying to help these animals. If it weren't for Facebook, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know, we wouldn't see these faces of these poor animals that are being put down, that are on death row every day. We wouldn't, you know, to see them is different than just hearing numbers. To actually see the faces of these animals that are being put down, that are just strays.
Right.
It's atrocious.
YouTube, has that played a critical part? I mean, you showed in a 6-minute video how it can be a rather powerful act of persuasion. Do you see YouTube also being one of those just, kind of off the side and people doing things on their own?
YouTube, Facebook, the internet in general is really helping a lot of people. Pet Finder. I mean, that little girl was looking at Pet Finder in that one scene.
Ah, I didn't catch that. Excellent.
Yeah, she was looking for her dog on Pet Finder, and then she came across a horse.
I'll have to spend a little more time looking for the nuances of that, but you did a fantastic job in putting out quite a video, and that video definitely gets across the message that you personally were trying to put forward, so my hat's off to you on that.
Well, thank you. But it was a collaborative effort. There was a team. I can't take credit for all of it, but thank you.
Yeah, you were mentioning it became a giant effort. It's a bigger effort than you would have thought. You were saying that they actually offered the editing area. Tell a little bit about what you actually got to work with when you signed up to be part of this PAH or PA festival.
It was such a fantastic opportunity, let me tell you. They gave us an editing suite for an entire week. They gave us an editing class so you could learn Final Cut Pro, but it was a crash course, of course. We were given also coaches, and our coach, his name was Jeremy Salo, and he has done nature videos for PBS. So it was a wonderful opportunity. We were also given brand new equipment that was just purchased the Thursday before we started. We started on July 11th, Monday, July 11th. We were given a coach, and our coach was Jeremy Salo, who did nature videos for PBS. We were given an editing suite for an entire week. They fed us two meals every day for a week. We were also loaned out brand new camera equipment, sound equipment, lighting equipment. It was fantastic. We just had to put together a team and do the labor.
Fantastic. Suzette, before we let you go, if someone wants to take a look at your video, where would they need to go on the web to find it?
Paw Nation Fest, P-A-H nationfest.com, and then click on Motown, the Motown tab.
Okay.
And it's the Motown Theater, the Motown Theater tab.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Suzette Dexter, who's a first-time filmmaker, and she's got a film, Holding Out for Buster, that's playing now on YouTube and the Internet for any of you, and we definitely say take a look at it. Suzette, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation after the break about rescue organizations and ways to generate funds for animals that need it right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.